All right, y'all. So I'm back with another video. I actually got someone commented. I think it was a church who commented, but the comment says, "How can one navigate the journey of recovery and moving forward after experiencing a heartbreak?" All right, so y'all, heartbreaks is a very difficult thing to move past. But honestly, it takes time. You can't just most people, after they get into heartbreaks, they rush into another relationship and they have yet healed from their past relationship. Then it's what this person did to you, you think the next person is going to do to you, and half of the time that don't be true. So it's honestly, you have to take time, and honestly, don't even look at the other person. Really look at yourself, because you got to think, okay, so what did I do for this person to do this? Or was it me that made this person do this? You can't look at the other person. You have to look at yourself. And honestly, some people are twisted. They have a complex mindset. Their mind runs different from everybody else's. They move different. Everything is different. You cannot expect the same thing from every single person you meet. If you got cheated on, your next relationship you get into, please do not expect to get cheated on. Because that's how you ruin your relationship. That's why, honestly, when most people get into relationships and they get cheated on and they go through a heartbreak, honestly, you need to take time to yourself. That's the time right there that you should be taking time to yourself and realizing, okay, what can I do? And what can I do moving forward? That's what you need to realize. Okay, so what is the solution? What am I going to do to move forward? Because, honestly, I get it. Heartbreak is, that is, I wouldn't even, expect nobody to even deal with that on their own. Because, that's a hard thing to go through alone, is heartbreak. Even if it's friendship-wise, relationship-wise, no matter who it is, it's still, your heart got broken. And honestly, I would feel like you should just take time to yourself and understand what can you do to make it better? What can you do moving forward? And most of y'all, I feel like most of y'all be so stuck on your past. Listen, your past can dictate your future. Honestly, if you're so stuck on the past, there's no future for you. I'm just going to let you know right now. If shit happened, whether it's a heartbreak, whether it's anything in your life that happened in the past, you have to let go. Because the more and more you're stuck on your past, the more and more you're going to be living in your past and not in your future. And then when you get blessings in the future, you're not going to be receiving nothing, because you're still harboring on what's in the past. So honestly, you just have to let it go. Honestly, I had to realize that the hard way, because a lot of shit happened to me in my past and I still didn't let it go. And I had no future. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, I had no future because I was still stuck in the past. And honestly, I know it's hard of letting go. Honestly, I can tell y'all it's hard. It's hard to just let something go that easily, but you have to. It's not okay, I'm gonna let it go for a couple of weeks and then bring it back up. No. You really have to let it go, because the more and more you hold on, the more and more it affects you and others around you. Okay, so, when they say one apple spoils the whole bunch. Okay, so if you have a bowl of apples, one of them apples get rotten, you think it's safe to eat the next apple in that bowl? Because that rotten apple done affected everything else in that bowl. That's just your past can affect you and others around you, whether or not it's your friends, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, dog, it don't care who it is, it can affect others. So that's why that was a great question, and I really appreciate y'all for putting the Church of True Definition. I really appreciate y'all for putting that inside the comments, because that's a good question that I feel like a lot of people need to realize. You can't keep holding on to something that happened to you in the past. I don't even if it was a week ago, honestly, okay, take time to yourself, then move forward. But yeah, that was a good question. Like, I honestly like that question. But y'all, just like how they did, I need y'all to do more like that. Like, I need y'all to put stuff inside the comments so I can talk about them. Because, like, I be having a lot of shit to talk about. And I feel like a lot of y'all just be really be just doing things and don't know the meaning of them. Like, it's like y'all don't think. My grandma always told me, think before you do, think before you speak. You need to, like, before you, it's not even just that simple. Like, it's like, okay, before you get into a relationship, you need to think, okay, so, like, what am I going to do? Like, that's what you need to ask yourself. Like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, you got to really, like, honestly ask yourself, like, what is it that I'm going to do? So, like, honestly, I wish the best for y'all, because a lot of y'all just, okay, I can't say a lot of y'all, because it's some of y'all who do it, and it's some of y'all who don't do it. And then the ones that don't do it, like, I just kind of feel like y'all need that little push. Like, you know when you give your dog a tap on the ass and you tell them don't do nothing? Or when you grab a shoe for your child and they know they finna get a whooping and they don't do it? I feel like that's what y'all need. Y'all need that little push. Yeah. But y'all, my video is going to be short today because I have stuff to do. But again, like I said, please drop in the comments about my next topic. And I will be talking about it on my next video.